we are meant to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of Mystery and Terror by Radio's Masters of the Macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fantasy, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to hear from Lights Out this time. A series that took to the air in the mid-1930s, aired off and on for various networks for various durations until the mid-1940s. It's created, of course, by Willis Cooper, who we know from Quiet Please. Arch Obler was actually at the helm during most of the run of the series. The story we'll hear today is titled The Ball. This one aired March 9th, 1943.
Ironized Yeast presents Lights Out. Everybody. It is later than you think. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Tonight we bring you a story of the Paris pre the Hitlerian New Disorder, the Paris of lights and fun and strange adventures. It's a story of two college boys on the loose in Paris. But before we begin, Frank Martin with a question.
Are you too tired to work, too nervous to sleep, too thin and run down to make friends or keep them? Well, no wonder you're discouraged. But cheer up. Maybe like thousands of other Americans nowadays, you simply need more vitamin B and iron. If so, try ironized yeast tablets. They're a cinch to take, cost but a few pennies a day, and do they help? Today, thousands who used to suffer from vitamin B and iron shortage tell how quickly ironized yeast helped them gain glorious new strength and pep and pounds. How today they really enjoy life. Friends, did you get that name? It's ironized yeast tablets. And now, Lights Out. Everybody.
Say, my boss, missus.
Hmm? What did he say, Paul?
That we're here.
Oh.
Well, should we get out?
Yeah.
Come on, Shovin. We'll get there.
Oh, Shovin. How much?
3 francs.
Okay. Here you are.
Merci, monsieur. Merci.
Well, I sure got to hand it to you, Paul. You sling that French right around us.
Took 2 years of it in school.
Vive la France.
Yeah. Oui, oui. How you doing?
Oh, boy, what a time.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they see Paris? Oh, how
hey,
you gonna keep
them down? It's almost midnight.
Oh, anything goes in Paris.
I hope. Come on, let's go in. It's the right address, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. The card says 505 Rue de la Poupe or something.
Okay, let's find. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it sure looks like a joint.
Don't be naive. I bet you it'll be about as exciting as a junior prom.
Ah, quit singing the blues. I tell you, this'll be the real stuff. French artists and their models and things and stuff.
Hey, you must have got the wrong number. Look at the place, no light.
It's pretty dark, isn't it?
Listen, fella, if there's an artist shindig going on in there, then I'm a left-handed monkey. Come on, let's get back to the hotel.
No, I'm gonna find that artist ball if I have to tear the town apart. Where's the doorbell?
Listen, I tell you, there's nothing going on in there.
That's what you say. Oh, here's the knob. Now, let's see what... Hey, the knob pulls.
Oh, now you did it. We got some old Napoleon this time of night, and he'll scalp you.
Listen, I paid that bozo 6 bits for this ticket. I'm going to find out what for.
End up in the Bastille. That's what you'll do.
Yeah, well, if they want to...
Paul, it is a party.
Listen to him.
Well, I'll be.
Entree, monsieur.
Say, well, entree. Come on, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, no artist ball, huh? So now you're a left-handed monkey, remember? You sure had me fooled.
This way, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
Right with you, lady.
If monsieur would be seated.
Well, can't we go right in? We've got tickets.
Yes. Soon you will go in. You will wait.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, yeah. It sounded like quite a party.
Yeah, and you thought it was the baloney.
Our house looked it.
Well, you can't tell a good banana from the skin on the grape.
Not so good, pal.
Well, this party's gonna be.
You hope.
Oh, well, this be something to write home about.
If we ever get in the joint. I think I'm beginning to understand all this. Huh? It's a clip joint, that's what it is.
Clip joint?
Yeah, the way I've suspected all along. A sucker joint for tourists.
See that up. You're terrific.
Go on, laugh, but I'm telling you that if this was a real artist, Paul, why, in we'd go without all this stalling. It's all a fake, and I'm getting out.
Hey, Paul, wait.
No, let me go. I'm getting out of here. If you have any sense, you'll get out, too.
Oh, Paul.
Before they slip you a Mickey Finn and clean you out.
Monsieur.
Huh?
Oh, you may go in now, monsieur.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This way, monsieur.
Well, Picklefoot Paul, my friend. You got any more to say?
Oh, I still think there's something screwy.
In here, monsieur.
Okay. Paul, are you or aren't you going to have something to tell your grandchildren when they ask you about Paris?
Oh, I'll say.
Is this something?
Gosh,
would you look at the film?
Boy, oh boy. Everybody's in costume.
Oh, what? I'm in costume, too.
I got on a clean shirt.
Gosh, well, you got a load of the screwy masks they're wearing.
Yeah, I see them.
Sure wearing plenty for French models, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, evening's young yet. What?
They're not dancing.
Oh, well, they're taking time out, I guess.
Yeah, but where is it?
What?
The orchestra. There's no orchestra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, well, maybe they're hidden behind palms or something. Anyway, what's the deal?
They may be masked, but, fella, I know honeys when I see them. But this is supposed to be a dance, so why don't they dance?
There you are. Boy, are you guessing wrong tonight.
But where's the organ?
Yeah, cut it out. Who cares where the organ is?
Parents, artists, models, mammy.
Dancing.
You look at him.
Come on, let's cut out a couple of fillies and do a big apple.
Yeah, but look at the way they're dancing.
Huh?
Never saw a dance like that.
Yeah. Me neither.
They sort of glide.
Yeah.
Jerry.
What?
It's funny. No one's talking now.
Yeah.
They sure take their dancing serious.
And the music. It sure is funny music for an artist, Bull.
Did you say this was going to be a wild party?
Oh, well, they look like artists.
Don't act like them.
Oh. Sure is funny music.
Let's beat it.
No.
Huh?
I want to find out what this is all about. Men and women dancing so quiet, funny music.
Let's go, Jerry.
No, I want some answers first. I want to know why...
Monsieur, you would like to dance?
No, not me.
And you, monsieur, you would dance?
Well, yeah, but...
It would be as you wish. As you wish.
Well, no, wait. What kind of a ball is this? These people. What kind of music... Hey, old lady, come on back here.
Come on, Jerry. Let's get out of here.
What are you talking about? I paid dough for this ticket. I'm going to get one dance out of it.
Jerry, don't be a fool.
And don't you be a lily. What's there to be scared about?
This is Paris, fella. Anything goes.
Hey, look. There comes the old lady with my dancing partner. Boy, oh boy, will you look at that chef.
Monsieur... Young lady, she will dance with you.
Swell. Well, Paul, here I go. You're a good dancer, aren't you? Gosh, I suppose you don't speak English, do you?
I understand you, monsieur.
You do?
Oui.
Say, that's swell. Oh, lady, I've got more things to ask you than a psych professor doing an IQ on Einstein.
Whimsy?
Well, I mean, this goofy music. And, why doesn't anybody talk? And when are you going to take off your mask?
Midnight.
Midnight? That's not far off, is it?
Not far off.
Say, how about slipping your mask up a little and letting me have a sort of a, you know, a preview?
No.
Okay, I was just asking, that's all. Say, you sure couldn't big apple to this music, did you?
There is still time for you to go.
What?
There is still time for you to go.
Go? Why should I go? Gosh, I'm just starting to enjoy myself.
I can give you only one warning.
Warning? Warning of what?
You are very young.
Yeah? Well, I'm old enough to know all the answers. And if you don't think so, suppose then you and me...
One warning I can give you. And it has been given.
Listen, if you're trying to warn me that this is a clip joint, well, I'm not worried. All my dough's in traveler's checks anyway. So, if somebody wants to steal my pants, okay. It's a two-pants suit anyway. Hey, look. Well, can you tie that? It's my pal. He's dancing, too. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
All right, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, my partner won't talk.
Well, maybe she doesn't like your line.
Someone here speaks English, I guess.
Mine does. Don't you, beautiful?
Jerry, after this dance, what do you say we go?
Will you listen to that, beautiful? Me with you in my arms and he wants to go.
Jerry, listen.
No, you listen to me. Beautiful here tells me she's going to unmask at midnight. That's only a couple of minutes, too. So, fella, I'm staying. I've got an idea that behind this goofy mask, beautiful here's got a face that's going to take my heart and turn it inside out and put it together again. Hey, come to think of it, beautiful, what is your name?
I have warned you, and now you will go. Too late.
Too late? What are you talking about? It's 12. Come on now, beautiful, unmask.
No, no.
What do you mean, no? Hey, look, everyone stopped dancing. Yeah, everyone's going to unmask. And that includes you, lady.
No, 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 no.
All right, then. I'll take your mask off myself.
No, no, Mr.
Come on.
No,
da,
no,
da,
no,
let it be
no,
so shy.
No.
Take it off. Take it off. There's
the lights. They went out.
How do you like that? Oh, no, beautiful. Oh, I don't think you're going to get away from me. Yeah, I learned this arm lock from a professional. Yeah, kind of nice standing here in the dark, close like this. Isn't it beautiful? Pretty tricky of this dance committee, turning the lights off just at the minute when the masks are supposed to come off. Yep, pretty tricky. Well, haven't you got anything to say? I mean, even if it is dark, we could start a conversation now, couldn't we? Oh, come on now, beautiful. Haven't you read that book on how to win and influence friends? You gotta give, you know, conversationally. Now, look. You ask me if I'm always this fresh with strangers. I'll ask you where you've been all my life. And before you know it, we'll be pals. Oh, gee, I'll bet you're a honey. I just know you are. You know, a fella kind of knows when the girl he's with is a honey. Gosh, everybody's keeping quiet. Is that part of the entertainment? Standing around in the dark? Well, it's okay by me. But I sure would like to get that mask of yours off and really see what you look like.
Hey, how about some lights? Lights, lights.
A candle, monsieur.
Huh? Candle. Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Now, listen, beautiful. You stand right there while I light this thing. Got a match someplace here. Yeah, here. Well, it's pretty nice, whoever it was, handing me a candle. Now, wasn't it beautiful? Must have guessed how anxious I was to see you. There we are. That's a nice light. Now, you stand right like that while I take off this thing you got over your head. Gosh, it sure is a goofy mask. That's why I'm so tight. Now, it's loose. Now, stand still, beautiful. In a minute, I'm going to be congratulating myself on what a swell picker I am. There we are. Off it comes. Oh.
You haven't got any head.
Ladies and gentlemen, you, I, all of us, I know would like to be reassured that we're here and not in Paris, so supposing we relax, take a deep breath, and consider something quite close to home. This problem of a very pretty young lady.
Why does everybody keep talking about vitamin D and iron? Oh, I know I'm too thin and always tired and nervous and all in. I suppose I'm cranky, too, but what could vitamin D and iron have to do with it?
Why, miss, authorities explain that when you don't get enough vitamin B from your food, you may lose your appetite, not eat all you need. Or you may not get all the good out of your food. Well, naturally, then, you lose weight, lose your pep and ginger. And when you don't get enough iron out of your food, you may be weak and pale, feel only half alive.
Hmm. Sounds reasonable. But how can I get more vitamin B and iron if I need them?
Try Ironized Yeast Tablets. They're the famous two-way tonic that gives you both vitamin B and iron. They've been astonishingly beneficial to thousands who need them. So, If more vitamin B and iron is what you need, by all means get ironized yeast tablets right away, tonight. Then see if pretty quick you aren't saying,
"It's glorious to feel so peppy and good. Everybody says I look like a million, too, since I've gained the pounds I needed. My, how glad I am I tried ironized yeast tablets."
And now back to Lights Out and the story of the two boys who went to Paris.
No head. She doesn't have a head. The thing without a head. No. No.
Jerry. Jerry, where are you? Jerry.
What? Who's calling? What?
Jerry. Jerry.
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Where have you been? What happened? I've been calling.
Paul, wait. Don't come any closer.
Just standing there. What's happened? What's the matter with you?
There. Standing right there. I dropped the candle. It's so dark, but... But she must be standing there, Paul.
Jerry, for Pete's sake. Jerry!
I saw it. I saw it.
Saw what? For Pete's sake, there's no one here.
But she...
I tell you, there's no one here. The whole hall's empty. Jerry, open your eyes. You're standing there with your hands over your eyes for. Look, I tell you. See, there's no one here. The lights went on again, and everyone was gone.
What?
Well, the devil with what you thought. Come on, let's get out of here. You should have gotten out a long time ago.
Yes, but... We'll go, won't we?
Come on. Don't act like you're sleepwalking. Come on.
Paul, listen, she didn't have...
The devil with what she had or didn't have. We're getting out of here before those maniacs get back.
Maniacs?
Yes, I said maniacs. Kind of a goofy bunch we walked in on. I knew they were screwy right from the start. Come on, let's down.
Paul, didn't you see that?
What could I see? The lights went out. Everyone beat it. Here, I think this is the door.
The door.
Can't open it. We've got to get out. We've got to.
We've
got to
get out.
Now, let me at the door. Let me at. No, get away, Paul. Quit banging your fists on us. We've got to break it down. Okay. Come on. Get out. Gotta get out.
Edith. Now we'll get out.
Get out where, Mitch?
That old woman.
Old woman, tell us how to get out of this place.
Yeah. We got to get out. You hear me? Out.
Out? Yes. There is a way out.
Well, don't stand there talking about it.
Show us. Show us. We want to get out of here.
We will play, Monsieur. There is no need for such excitement. Just listen to me.
Listen, but who wants to listen? We want to get out of here. You hear me? Out, out, out!
No, Paul, wait. We're getting out. Let's find out what this is all about.
I don't want to know what it's all about. I just want to get out.
Now, listen. We've got to know what it's all about. Don't you understand? If we don't, we'll always think that maybe... Well, I tell you, I've got to know.
And I would tell you. Yes, I would tell you. Once a year, they meet here.
They? Who? But what sort of people are they?
They meet and they dance. A miserable dance. A dance without joy, without meaning. Yet a dance of hope.
Come on, Jerry, let's be...
Be quiet, will you? Go on, old woman.
A dance of such weariness. And yet I say it. A dance of hope.
Hope? Of what?
Hope of deliverance. Hope. Of freedom from misery without end.
What's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what are you talking about? I saw a woman without a head. Did I see it?
Did you see it?
Push her out of the way, Jerry. Let's get out of here.
No, wait, Paul. No, I think I understand all this. It's all a gag, an initiation of some kind. Now, that's it, old woman, isn't it? It's a club, and these are all kinds of tricks to get in, aren't they? Trick mirrors and lights going out and all the rest of it. It's all a joke, an initiation, isn't it, old woman?
One, Paul. I hope that one of you will blunder among them and give one of them deliverance.
Oh, woman, stop talking in riddles, will you? This is all some kind of a ceremony, an initiation, isn't it? Answer me, isn't it?
Yes, one like you, to give his head so that one of them can have their rest.
But Jerry, come on, I tell you, I can't stand that woman, Jerry.
Wait, Paul. Oh, woman, you... Is that something about... heads? What did you mean by that? What?
Listen. You heard, monsieur. You heard. La guillotine.
Jerry, what's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what do you mean?
La guillotine. La guillotine. He took their heads. Yes. We. One day, they were alive like you. Lived and breathed and had the world. And then that new team was born.
They took them in the tumbler across the stony street. The crowd was shouting. They took them one by one and fed them into her hungry mouth. The knife went up, up, up. A moment more of life, and then down it came. It struck, and their head rolled into the basket.
What's she talking about? What's she talking about?
Old woman, that girl I danced with.
You mean she and all the rest that danced tonight? Like you, King took their heads and lives many weary years ago. Dead. Dead. All of them dead.
No, you crazy fool. You, the dead don't dance.
But the victims of Like You, King dance. Why? They dance one night each year as here you saw them. Dance. Dance.
No. No, it can't be true. It can't be. Crazy.
One hope of breath. One hope, I tell you. That one of you shall blunder in to give his head for theirs. One hope. That one of you will headless take their place and let one
stop
of them...
Stop it. I won't listen anymore. Jerry, make her stop.
You're crazy, old woman. You're crazy and trying to make us crazy, too. Come on, Paul.
Stop. Stop, I tell you. Look behind you.
Behind?
Jerry, there's people there.
Yeah.
It grows lighter. See that?
Father in heaven. All of them without heads. Without heads. Paul, they can't keep me here. Things without heads. I'll get out. Out of my way, old woman. The door. Things without heads. You won't get me.
Paul. Oh, you've left me here with them. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Paul. You left me here with them.
Ah, monsieur. Your friend. He has not gone far. Listen. What? Listen. Oh. La guillotine. She has been set.
Set?
Guillotine? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Paul? Paul, where are you, Paul?
Your friend is well.
Paul. Oh, Paul, you're all right. You're all right. Paul, why do you stand there in the shadows? Paul, why do you stand there like that?
Oh, come closer. Then he will come closer.
Paul, what's the matter? Why don't you answer me?
Paul, what have they done to you? Paul, what... Your head. Oh, you haven't got a head. Oh, no, no, stay back, headless things. Headless things, all of you. I'll get through you. I'll get away. You won't do that to me. Not me.
Let me through. Let me through. The guillotine won't get me.
I'll get through. I'll live. You won't get me to the guillotine.
Not me.
To the door. I'll get out. I'll live. I'll live. I'm free of you. You think you are free. I got away. I got away. If he won't get in, I'll live. I'll live. And that thing won't get me.
Look out. Look out.
Yes, he'll run right into the car. Right into it.
Right into the tunnel. Like a lift.
Monsieur, you must stand back. Give him air. Stand back.
No, 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 no. C'est pas le pin. Les morts. Regardez. Oh, c'est horrible.
His head cut off as clean as if it had been done by the guillotine itself.
Well, Mr. Obler, so now you think that the past can come back.
It does very definitely in many, many ways. All of us within ourselves carry the ghosts of our own past and our own ancestry. Yes, deep-seated memories of the generations before us. Sometimes they come to us in dreams. But I'll tell you about that after you've had your say.
I only want to say this, friend. If vitamin B and iron deficiency is what's keeping you thin and weak and always tired, then we urge you, try ironized yeast tablets right away. They cost but a few pennies a day, and you don't risk even those few pennies. For ironized yeast tablets are sold on this money-back basis. If you don't quickly begin to eat and sleep better, to gain new pounds, to feel much stronger and peppier, the cost of the first bottle will be refunded to you in full by ironized yeast, Box IY, Rahway, New Jersey. But remember, there's only one ironized yeast. You'll know the genuine by big letters IY on the package and on each tablet. Now, Mr. Obler?
Now let's talk about preventing death. How would you like to send a wise, powerful friend along with your son or husband or brother to this war? Someone who'd know how to help him if he's wounded, who'd get his messages through to you and get food and medical supplies to him if he should be taken prisoner. Well, you're doing just that when you give to the Red Cross War Fund. American Red Cross field directors and their staff go with their fighting men wherever they go. Yes, wherever they go, in the jungle, in the desert, everywhere. Behind the lines, the Red Cross membership operates service clubs and recreation centers, so that your men in uniform won't get homesick and lonely. This work must go on. Give to the Red Cross War Fund tomorrow. Give all you can and double it. Give as much as you'd want someone else to give to help your man in uniform. And all men in uniform are members of your family. The American family.
Well, now, what about dreams, Mr. Obler?
Oh, yes, dreams. Well, take the dream of falling. Now, almost all of us have had that dream when we were children, falling through space and waking up with a start. Now, there are some who say that this dream is a memory of prehistoric times when man, to escape enemies, hid in trees and caves. A child would clutch itself to its mother when danger arose, and the fear of falling was the greatest fear. It's an interesting thought, isn't it, that those falling dreams of our childhood may be a subconscious memory of the dawn of mankind.
More ghosts next week, Mr. Ober?
No. Coincidentally, the play is about dreams. It's a play which may disturb your dreams, but which I know all of you lovers of the unusual will enjoy. It's about a woman just like any one of you out there who has a most amazing recurring dream night after night after night. But that takes place next week.
Yes, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, The Dream. And if you need more vitamin D and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
It is later than you think.
Look ahead to white shoe time. You can only buy 3 pairs of shoes this year, so when you break out in your white shoes, whether they're last year's shoes or new ones, give them extra good care. Do it with Energene Shoe White. Energene Shoe White has the advantage of being made with the whitest pigment known. This special white pigment gives Energene Shoe White a creamy-like texture, so it spreads easily and evenly over your shoes, gives them a uniform white coat. The special white pigment also gives your shoes an extra whiteness that results in more satisfactory wear. For the proper care for the white shoes you wear, remember Energene Shoe White. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's it for this episode of The Horror. I'll be back Wednesday with another one. Want to hear more from Lights Out, more horror, more old-time radio? Visit RelicRadio.com. Find past episodes, links to all the other podcasts, forum, shoutcast stream, everything Relic Radio can be found right there on the website. There's also a donate button as well if you'd like to help pay for it all. Your donations make all of this possible. I appreciate it very much. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Come back Wednesday for another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.